ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You're listening to the program The Key with Sheikh Rouhani on RIB English Radio.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. Dear and respected brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. In this program, the program of The Key, we are going to answer some of the important questions regarding some of the significant teachings and principles of Islam. One of the main beliefs in Islam we have is believing in Shafa'a. We talked about it in this series of the episode about the meaning of it, about the people who can perform Shafa'a according to the Quran and Riwayat. Now, in this episode, we are going to talk about this point, that who are the people who will be deprived of intercession. This is very much significant, that according to the ahadith of the Ahlul Bayt, according to the ayat of the Holy Quran, there are some people who will be deprived of the shafa'a. They will never receive any kind of shafa'a on the day of judgment, and we must try our best not to be actually among these kind of people who are unfortunately deprived of shafa'a. So according to the traditions and ahadith, all those who believe in God and are not hostile to noble messenger, the Holy Prophet and the Ahlul Bayt, shall be included in intercession. The people who are actually not hostile, not enemy of the Prophet ﷺ and the Ahlul Bayt, it is possible for them to receive Shafa'ah. So hostility or enmity to the Prophet, to the Ahlul Bayt, will deprive you of Shafa'ah. Well, you will never receive any Shafa'ah if you are the enemy, and let's say enemy of the Prophet and the Ahlul Bayt. Of course, because of their merits, some individuals shall be interceded sooner than others. Therefore, what is meant by some sins being hindrance, such as, for example, belittling the prayer, such as, for example, treachery and oppression, is that at the beginning, such individuals shall not be granted intercession and shall be thrown into the hellfire. Those people who are belittling the prayer, try not to belittle the prayer, no way and never. And try not to be oppressor. When you are oppressor, either to your family member, to your children, to your wife, to your husband, to your parents, al-ayadu billah, if you oppress the people, be sure that you will be deprived from shafa'ah. Shafa'ah of Quran, shafa'ah of the Prophet, shafa'ah of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salatu wassalam. So try not to be among these kind of people. Then, according to the traditions which signify the inclusion of all believers in intercession, however, they will finally be saved from the internal, damnation. If you are a true believer, true mu'min, and you are not hostile to the Prophet, to the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wassalam, it is highly possible for you to receive shafa'ah. But in riwayat, it is said that someone who belittle prayer, someone who oppress, someone who commit, for example, treachery, this kind of people first will be thrown to the hellfire. They will go to Jahannam first. And then, because of some of their merits, some of their virtues, some of their fada'il, some of their good, for example, deeds they performed in their lives, maybe they will be forgiven later, by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But of course, try not to be among these people. The one who is true believer, the one who is true Muslim, true mu'min, true followers of the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt, inshallah, they will receive shafa'ah. If not, they will be deprived from shafa'ah. Thank you very much. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Rouhani in the program The Key on RIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.